He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Wednesday, April 15th, and today we at HoustonTexans.com are going to begin airing a special segment to sit-down interview with Mario Williams and former Texans GM Charlie Casserly. Of course, Casserly was the GM who drafted Williams with the number one overall pick in 2006. Now, they sat down and talked last year. They talked about that drafting experience that they had, what Williams has learned from that experience, and what he's learned so far in the NFL. Now, we're going to give you part one of that, and we're going to lead in with Casserly's first question to Williams, which is just dating back to the beginning of the recruitment process, right when he was contacting Williams about being that number one overall selection.
Well, I think that, I really wasn't, just thinking it wasn't serious or is it serious. You know, I pretty much was just like, you know, it's a chance. So, I told Benny, I was like, you know, I'll definitely do it. You know, if they want me to come in, I'll come in. You know, it's not going to hurt anything. So, after he told me that, I was down for it. I mean, I was ready to go.
Of course, to see the rest of this interview, go to HoustonTexans.com. You can watch it in its entirety. It will be in three parts. There will also be a transcript. Well, also in the news, the Texans, of course, released their 2009 schedule on Tuesday, and head coach Gary Kubiak had a lot to say about that. He likes the fact that three of the first four games are played at home, and that the Texans will be playing in mainly favorable climates. Now, he also commented on the fact that the Texans will be playing the Tennessee Titans at home on Monday Night Football. So the Titans will be wearing something that's very reminiscent of Houston. They'll be wearing a patch with an oil rig on it, and that's to commemorate the Houston Oilers. Yes, this year the original AFL teams will be wearing throwback jerseys or commemorative pieces for a tribute to the anniversary of the AFL. So here's what Kubiak had to say about facing the Titans on Monday night with that oil derrick on their uniform.
You know, I'm sure it's big to the fans, John, but it's big to us, too. I'm going to tell you, I mean, we've had some great football games with them. We've come out on the short end of too many, I should say. Found a way to beat them late in the season last year. They're the team to beat right now in our division, the way they played last year. And then you got Indianapolis, who's a playoff team. We look forward to that football game. They're a team that we have to be competitive against, and we have to find a way to be successful against it if we plan on being a playoff team. So having it on Monday night just adds a little bit to it.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up.